allow time for public and employee comments at this time.
This is my first time. To the board, President Rodson, Attorney Cage, my name is Beverly Bond. I am a civil service employee here. I am also new, I am a new union rep. And my question is this, who decided that civil service would not get paid on June the 30th? Where did that come from? Who decided that civil service had to, their paycheck would be held back and we have to wait until July the 13th in order to receive our paycheck? Yeah.
Well, in answer to your question, Mr. Chairman.
Please.
In answer to your question, ultimately it's a decision made by the president, but the preliminary decision was made by the Director of Human Resources to bring up, it's my understanding, payment practices in line with practices of other universities. The explanation that was given to me was that that you guys were essentially being paid before the performance of your work. You were being paid a pay period in advance, and this new restructuring was to bring you in line again with practices from other universities where you submit your time card and you're paid after you've performed the work that you've been paid for.
Okay, I understand. Anticipation transferring over to delay.
Yes.
Okay, but how do you expect your employees to come to work when you're holding back a whole month's salary? We're getting paid one paycheck. We don't receive that much money. And the opportunity that you all threw to us was a loan payment.
Right.
A lot of people are going to dig themselves deeper in the hole because they have no other choice but to take that contract. Mm-hmm. Okay? To the point where they're going to be in the hole still next year because of this contract that they're forced to sign. A lot of people are going to be forced to sign in order to come to work. You have to have money. You have your own personal bills that you do. Were there anyone that represented civil service on that committee, or was that just HR coming from the director of HR? Do you all ever speak to civil service on something like that? That's affecting us.
This might be something that you want to talk about with your representative, but it is my understanding that this process was vetted and communicated in various conversations that were had between the Director of Human Resources and your civil service leadership. Is that correct?
No, that's not correct. Oh. I'm a civil service leader. That's why I'm standing
here.
I'm
talking about the specific.
As far as the union?
Yeah.
No, they did not meet with the union. I am a part of the union. I am a union stewardess. That's why I'm asking these questions.
Dr. Mitchell is not here right now, right. So I think that we should set up a meeting and find out. Then ask her directly and whoever her committee is.
Okay, is this legal what HR is doing? Because most of the time when you owe a debt, you take certain amount of that person income out and have them paying it over a particular payment so they can still live, survive, and work. So is this legal that you take the entire pay?
Attorney Cage, let me intervene here. I appreciate the comment. I think that we know who's in place to have this discussion, and I'd actually rather have it off the floor, being it's not a board issue at this point, and have that discussion with the appropriate people at the appropriate time.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Come on, Dr. Beverly. You know the floor is yours for about 60 seconds.
60 seconds, okay. For the record, Philip Beverly, Political Science Department. This is actually just an invitation for the university to consider bold moves. And two things that have come to mind, just sort of peering out into the academy, as I'm wont to do on occasion. One I wrote about on the faculty blog, though I doubt anybody really reads the blog, and that was about fundraising. Stanford had the Stanford Challenge, and over a five-year period, they were able, through the efforts of 10,000 volunteers and 166,000 contributors, raise over $6 billion. That is a really bold sort of move and a bold vision. And this was done in the time of a significant economic decline, so that a university is able to reach out in a collaborative, collective effort to build its financial base is demonstrates the possible. And I think that's a lot of what the academy is about the possible. I heard on All Things Considered on NPR and then this week's Newsweek about Princeton, Stanford, University of Michigan, and University of Pennsylvania in a collaborative effort to offer college classes online for free. And this was a really novel approach. And so the mad maze that I call a mind started tinkering around with the idea, and I said, okay, so what if a place like Chicago State made a bold move and said, we're as good with our teaching as any of those places. We may not have it all together on the administrative side, and we get hammered a lot in public and blah, blah, and that's fine. And we might as well do what Domino's has done and just admit to it and say, we don't do this as well, but you know what? We can drive a stake in the ground and say our teachers are just as good as any from anywhere. And could we invest and reach out to the entire world and put ourselves on the map in a bold way? Or are we going to continue to view everything as a fire that needs to put out because we only seem to have a fire hose as our tool? Thank you.
So that I'm not sure if board members are informed and everyone else, but recently a proposal was submitted to HLC as we prepare for our accreditation visit, whereby we will, and we're thinking that everything is moving smoothly, have three new online degree programs offered at this institution. And as you know, we don't offer any online degree programs. We offer some online courses. But that proposal has been submitted, and we're moving forward with it. So we have a site visit where a team will be coming to visit with us prior to our HLC visit and to provide further information. So we have three that we're hoping will be up and running effective as early as January. So that's all I want to say on it.
Name for the record.
Madam Provost.
Again, my name is Sandra Westbrooks, the Provost.